From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Dex here. August 5th, 5 that moved the crypto tape overnight. Here's the first. Let's get into it. First, from Be In Crypto. Arthur Hayes says Bitcoin's going to $1 million after an AI credit bust. Arthur Hayes says Bitcoin's climb to $1 million depends on the AI industry's credit problems, not its earnings. In a new essay titled Situationship, the BitMEX co-founder makes his case. He argues that AI data center spending resembles 2008-style debt speculation rather than 2000-style dot-com overvaluation. He expects central banks to print enough money to eventually rescue over-leveraged AI lenders. That flood of liquidity, he says, is what carries Bitcoin toward seven figures. Hayes argues investors mistake data centers for pure technology. Next. Second, from Be In Crypto, Sailor's MicroStrategy linked to fresh $66 million Bitcoin transfer. A wallet reportedly belonging to Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, transferred another 1,030 Bitcoin, worth roughly $66.14 million, on Wednesday. On-chain tracker, Look On-chain, flagged the move. Strategy has not confirmed any sale, and the transfer alone does not prove one. Still, the timing has revived questions about the company's shrinking Bitcoin reserve. MicroStrategy sale speculation builds after last week's disclosure. The suspicion is not unfounded. Strategy disclosed on Monday that it sold 1,738 Bitcoin last week at an average price of $63,957. Up next, third, from You Today. Dogecoin, Doge, XRP, Hyperliquid, Hype, and Bitcoin, price analysis. For August 5th, markets attempt to regain relevancy. Disclaimer: the opinions expressed by our writers are their own and do not represent the views of You Today. The financial and market information provided on You Today is intended for informational purposes only. You Today is not liable for any financial losses incurred while trading cryptocurrencies. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. And then, fourth, from Be In Crypto, institutions now drive 72% of crypto's OTC flow, Wintermute data shows. Institutional investors accounted for a record 72% of spot trading volume on Wintermute's over-the-counter desk in the first half of 2026, up from 59% a year earlier. The shift marks the clearest sign yet that Wall Street, not retail traders, now sets the pace of crypto markets. Wintermute's OTC flow report ties the change to a prolonged bear market that pushed retail traders toward equities instead. That absence gave institutional flow more weight in shaping prices. Hedge funds, digital asset treasuries, DATs, asset managers, and family offices drove that 72% share. Next. Fifth, from Cointelegraph, Ethereum researchers want to rein in staking. Critics say it could backfire. Tapered issuance burn. Ethereum improvement proposal. Source: GitHub. One of the proposal's authors, Jerome Dettici, said the changes are needed to address the rising share of Ether being staked, which passed 33% in April. The authors argue continued staking growth could concentrate Ethereum in large custodians and liquid staking providers, while unchecked issuance erodes Ether's role as a neutral, trustless store of value. Ever-growing issuance is a dilution tax on every holder, stake or be diluted. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Potato. Bitcoin holds. Key support as on-chain data shows fresh accumulation. Bitcoin finished July on a strong note before losing momentum at the start of August with two straight daily closes below $63,000. The decline has raised fresh caution, even as blockchain data points to steady buying around current price levels. That buying activity became clearer in recent on-chain data, which shows roughly 155,000 Bitcoin moved into the $62,000 to $65,000 cost basis range during the latest pullback. The zone now holds the largest concentration of supply across the market and represents about 0.7% of Bitcoin's circulating supply. And then, seventh, from Crypto Briefing, Ethereum's staking ratio reaches all-time high of 34.4%, up from 30% earlier this year. Hey, I wanted to get you in on this. Ethereum's staking ratio just hit an all-time high of 34.4%, up from 30% earlier this year. That's a pretty significant jump. Now, this means more of the Ethereum supply is being locked up and staked, which can enhance network security and governance. It's also possible that this could reduce the liquid supply in the market, which might have some impact on price dynamics going forward. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Ethereum. Link in show notes. Next. Eighth, from Crypto Briefing, Clear Street's Brian Dobson says, Michael Saylor's strategy still has substantial upside if it can continue generating incremental satoshis per share. Saylor's strategy could redefine market valuation metrics, emphasizing Bitcoin exposure per share over mere accumulation, impacting stock trends. The post Clear Street's Brian Dobson says, Michael Saylor's strategy still has substantial upside if it can continue generating incremental satoshis per share, appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, ninth, from Crypto Briefing. Trader opens 40x short on 1,600 Bitcoin via Hyperliquid. High-leverage bets on platforms like Hyperliquid can amplify market volatility, influencing Bitcoin's price dynamics and trader behavior. The post trader opens 40x short on 1,600 Bitcoin via Hyperliquid appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, 10th, from Crypto Slate, tomorrow sees a massive liquidity trap for Bitcoin as the U.S. Treasury is quietly draining $77 billion from bank reserves. Bank reserves fell $77.579 billion on a weekly average basis last week, ending July 29th. Days later, the U.S. Treasury borrowing estimate for July through September rose by $68 billion. The overlap puts Bitcoin's liquidity setup under scrutiny. Several forces moved across the Fed's balance sheet, blurring any direct line from Treasury cash to the reserve decline. The U.S. Treasury borrowing estimate released on August 3 puts the end September cash balance at $950 billion. Against its May 4th baseline, the headline increase is $68 billion. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.